Katie!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars.
Hi, and welcome to the Younglings Podcast. I'm your host, Annie Friginal.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Tessa Friginal, age 7.
Today in Younglings, Tessa will do the Star Wars news. We'll have a special Star Wars Playhouse and our regular Q&A segment.
What's the matter? You smell something?
Yes!
This is your co-host Tessa, and I smell some news. Legoland California Resort in the city of Carlsbad revealed a new LEGO Death Star model located in their Star Wars Miniland on Wednesday, March 4th. Legoland's model is made out of 500,000 real LEGO bricks. It measures 8 feet wide, 13 feet tall, and weighs more than 1,900 pounds. The model shows the Battle of Yavin from Episode 4, A New Hope, where the Rebel Alliance attacks the Death Star and their X-Wing fighters. Harrison Ford, the actor who plays Han Solo, crashes vintage World War II plane near Santa Monica Airport in Southern California last Thursday. The plane's engine failed shortly after he took off. He had no choice but to make an emergency landing on a golf course. There were doctors playing golf and they went right away to help. He is in the hospital and is supposed to recover soon. Annie, what do you think about the news?
About the Legoland Resort, I think that it must be really cool having a Death Star model.
I know. And it weighs like more than 1,900 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That must be heavy. And about Harrison Ford crashing his plane, I saw a picture of the plane and it looks really, really cool.
Because it's like from World War II, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm, and it's my favorite color, yellow.
Yeah.
Too bad it crashed.
Ooh, Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
Made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. Let me get it. Hello? Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Ford. Yes, I think you did a very good job landing that plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really too bad. I've been really worried about you. Yes, I think it was a very cool plane, and I think it's too bad that you crashed it. No, it wasn't your fault. It was the engine's fault. Sorry. Yes, I think you're a good pilot. Yeah, even in Star Wars. Yeah. I hope you feel better. Okay, talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, you didn't really talk to Hera, did you?
Excuse me?
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
No, not really, no.
For this segment, we'll have as our special guest, my grandpa, Mr. Ivan Sanchez Sr.
Hello there.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born in El Salvador in 1951. And I came into the United States at the age of 21. And now I'm enjoying those beautiful grandkids that I have.
Do you like Star Wars?
I never was interested in that, but I hear about it.
So, what kind of movies do you prefer since you don't like Star Wars?
I prefer to watch action movies. And also romantic movies.
That's what Star Wars is!
I missed it. Not that title.
Star Wars is Tommy. Yeah.
That's funny.
We are going to perform part 2 of the Cantina scene in episode 4, A New Hope. My grandpa will play Ben Kenobi, and my brother Soji, who's joining us for this segment also, will play Luke Skywalker.
Hello there.
And our co-host Tessa will play Han Solo.
Han Solo, captain of the Millennium Falcon. Chewie here tells me you're looking for a passage to the Alderaan system.
Yes, indeed. If it is a fast ship.
Fast ship? Never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
Should I have?
It's the ship that made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. I've outrun Imperial starships, not the local bolt cruisers, mind you. I'm talking about the big Corellian ships now. She's fast enough for you, old man. What's the cargo?
Only passengers. Myself, the boy, two droids, and no question asked.
What is it, some kind of local trouble?
Let's just say we would like to avoid any Imperial entanglements.
Well, that's the trick, isn't it? And it's going to cost you something extra. 10,000, all in advance.
10,000? We're gonna almost buy our own ship for that.
Well, who's gonna fly it, kid? You?
You bet I could. I'm not such a bad pilot myself. We don't have to sit here and listen to that.
We can pay you 2,000 now, plus 15 when we reach Alderaan.
17, huh? Okay, you guys got yourself a ship. Leave as soon as you're ready. Back in Bay 94. Looks like somebody's beginning to take an interest in your handiwork.
Excuse me! Misa back!
How can you do this? And?
What do you mean?
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
This week's question comes from Jonah Marie Macias, age 28. She is the creator of the Wookiee Gunner blog, writer at the MakingStarWars.net blog, and co-host at the Now This Is Podcasting podcast. She asked us, who is your favorite character in the Star Wars galaxy and why?
My favorite character is Ahsoka Tano and the Ewoks. I like Ahsoka because I like her moves and her style of, like, using her lightsaber and, like, how she, like, bounces off walls and she's, like, quick. And I like the way she looks. She's a different creature. Togrodas have head tails, but they aren't Twi'leks. Their head tails grow longer when they get older. And their head tails are blue and white. They're like zigzags.
I also like Ahsoka because she's a youngling and a Padawan. She graduated from being a youngling to being a Padawan 2 years early. I also like that she survived Order 66 in a unique way. And I think she had a really unique role as Fulcrum and also Ahsoka in Star Wars Rebels. She also has the talent of making even one of the little wars and the Clone Wars a game, like challenging herself against Anakin about how many droids she can destroy. She knows how to have fun.
I also like Ewoks because they're cute and they're like furry bears. And I also like them because sometimes they even speak Tagalog, the Filipino language that my dad grew up speaking.
Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, when I see them, I always just see these cute little teddy bears that are walking around. They're very, very cute. Yeah, sometimes they do speak Tagalog, and like they say, Ayun! Maganda! Maganda! And Ayun means there, and Maganda means pretty. I think it's funny because Jabba the Hutt also has a line in A New Hope where he says, Han Mabuti. Mabuti means good in Tagalog. I bet John Williams knows at least some Tagalog.
Jonah, thanks again for your question.
Just wanted to remind you, listeners, to turn in your questions on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/theyounglingspodcast.
Don't forget to put your name and age on the post.
Also leave the state that you live in. We want to know where we have listeners. To listen to our future episodes, visit theyounglingspodcast.wordpress.com or search for us on iTunes or the podcast app on your iPhone, iPad, or the upcoming Apple Watch.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, and our supporter, our mom.
We'd also like to thank our grandpa for going along with our hobby, even if he's not a fan. And the Wiki Gunner blog for featuring our podcast. Thanks, Jonah. But for now, may the force be with you!